But what is Moody's Mag? Not man, Moody's man. We're Moody's Marmon.
Yep.
We're Moody's men. But this is about magazine on RTR.
Good morning, listeners. This is Moonich Mag on RTR FM 92.1. Welcome back to Moonich Mag, Jim and Nick.
G'day, Nick. Isn't it good to be back in black here on RTR FM? It's sort of like it's a long time, eh?
It feels like a long, long time,
Maddie, how
Jim.
How long's it been? Oh, it's probably 5 or 6 weeks, I reckon.
Well, we have been busy, Jim, and you know, all the work that you do and I do and stuff there, we needed a little bit of a break, but hopefully we've refreshed and we can come back and start presenting some good stories.
That's wishful thinking. Refresh? What does that mean?
Oh. Well, it's in the dictionary there somewhere, Jim. I don't know what it means, but you know, we're back here and we're going to be talking about some positive stuff that's happening out in our community and hopefully into the future and perhaps into the past.
Yeah, and I've forgotten what you look like. But
I know.
Now that I see you, it brings back memories of 5 weeks ago. Oh, let's not be too traumatic.
No,
dramatic,
Jim, no,
here.
Jim.
Traumatic? Did I say traumatic? Dramatic.
But I see you still had a struggle to get up them stairs. Never mind. Nothing's changed, mate, has it?
Yeah, well, a few things to talk about today. There's a netball carnival happening over the weekend.
Yes. We'll have young Shakayla Ugal talking to her about the NAIDOC netball carnival that's happening on Sunday, and hopefully she'll give us a bit more background of that and how many teams that are participating, I believe. No, I don't want to steal their thunder, Jim.
It's a bit fractured, NAIDOC, isn't it? We, as a result of COVID, we've had to sort of have different events here and there, which doesn't make it good for unity and also celebrating our culture. But I suppose if events happen, that's good too. So looking forward to hearing what's happening with the netball.
Mm-hmm.
Fred Penny's coming on.
Oh, Fred, is he bringing his guitar?
I hope he will. Now, Fred's talking to us about the Wandering Mission reunion. Not at Wandering.
Oh, you had me wandering there for a minute there, Jim.
Well, 2 years ago we had the Wandering Mission reunion in Williams. That confused a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
But this year, 2 years after, 3 years in fact, it's at Narrogin.
Okay, so Narrogin would be a central place for a lot of the people that were taken to Wandering.
Well, probably a little confusing for a lot of people too.
Sadly, true.
Sadly, we can't access Wandering Mission. And if you want to know why, you need to talk to Southern Aboriginal Corporation in Albany. But they're the ones who have locked up the place, so Wandering Mission survivors cannot sort of visit there when they want to. It's kind of like a very old-looking prison these days. But that's the way it is. That's the way it was. It was a prison for locking up children that were removed from country, family and culture. So Fred Penny will be talking to us about a reunion that hasn't been happening too often of late because the past 2 years, of course, we've been struck with this pandemic and restricted movement a little, if not sort of physically, mentally it has.
Yes.
So Fred Penny will be on. We've got some of his music on the system, so we may even play some of his music.
Well, good.
And the lady from netball, what's her Ugal girl?
Shakayla.
I
hope I'm saying that right. Shakayla. Well, she'll correct me anyway when
I'm
she does.
Sure, but she will. There are some unusual names around these days.
Flash too.
Yeah, we're getting to be flashbacks. Flash names, flashbacks. Anyway, this is Moonich Mag. Welcome back. We're on 92609210. Text line is 0405 9210 9210. If you want to drop us a line, 0405 9210 9210, to tell us how deadly we are, because we're black and deadly. That's the name of a program.
Is it?
No, it's the name of a song.
Oh, righty, eh?
It's actually Young, Black and Deadly, but we're just deadly because we're not young. Let's go to a song and we'll come back and talk to you some more. This is Moonich Mag. You're on 92.1 RTR FM and Noongar Radio. If you've just tuned in, Nick and Jim are back on deck. It's like we haven't left, really. You know, once you jump on a bike, you can't, you know, it's like...
You always know how to ride the bike. So you never forget. We're back here. It's been like having an holiday from work, 4 weeks off, and you come back as if you never left. Is that sort of feeling?
Well, it's, you know, like the program says, it's Murich Marmon, and we've got confidence, we're empowered to do sort of things. And sometimes you talk to our mob and they say, nah, shame job, I'm not going on radio. So anyway, whilst I should say that, a big shout out to Clive Morrison and Fred Penny. Fred's going to be joining us shortly.
Yes.
But the Wandering Mission reunion, I'm not going to steal any Fred's thunder. But
don't steal his thunder there, Jim.
No, well, we can, but he probably won't mention the people that can't come.
Okay.
This Saturday. So I might just mention a few.
Yes.
Owen Gillespie, who's going to be down next week anyway, and he's got some sorry business at Boddington. So he's living up in Carnarvon. Ooh, big story coming out of Carnarvon in the past few days.
Pages, we won't go there. Pages of good story there.
We won't go there, but Owen's coming down for the Wandering... No, not for the Wandering Mission reunion. He's coming down for sorry business. But a few calls yesterday from people who can't participate in the Wandering Mission reunion at Narrogin. Now, for your listeners on Noongar Radio and listeners out there, pass on the word to Aboriginal people who might have connection to Wandering Mission, a sad little place down in between Narrogin and Pinchley. Eh? Is that the best way to describe it?
Yes.
Yeah, so there's a number of people that... So a big shout out to Marlene Jackamara, Irene McNamara, Francis Jones, lady by the name of Brenda Greenfield, family name Woods. So a number of people who aren't coming along on Saturday. So yours truly, Jim... And Nick will be down there participating in having yarns with people, sharing photos, sharing memories, good or bad, and just having a general good time, chin wag, and yarning for us is healing.
Yes.
And it's an opportunity for us to and them to tell their stories, take heaps of photos. We're going to be showing photos on a PowerPoint, so a lot of scanning of photos will be done, Nick. So, Fred will tell us more.
You did say scanning, not scamming.
No, not scamming. What's that mean?
I don't know, but there's a lot of Facebook requests, friends that I get on Facebook, and when I get there, they're always talking about, have you received your money yet from such and such a place? And I'm thinking, Jesus,
do
our mob know about this?
Well, they probably do.
People are scamming their Facebook pages and putting these scams up.
Not into that. That's not my kind of technology.
Neither is mine, Jim, but it just pops up there.
I just like to speak to people face-to-face. This is technology.
That's
well,
the
we're on technology. So Fred will be on shortly to tell us. He's here to tell us about the Wandering Mission reunion, so hopefully he's wandering up the stairs. We might play a song of his, but this is Maurice Magg. Good to be back and talking to our many friends out there on RTR FM 92.1 Radio Land.
And perhaps when we come back, we'll be speaking with Shakala.
Oh, Chikala first.
Mm-hmm.
I'm putting Fred up first.
Oh, no, you got to wait.
You got to wait.
It'll take him a while to get up them stairs, but he'll know.
We'll get the yoga in first and then we'll get the marmon later. Is that what you're trying to say?
That seems to be the plan. Fred Penny, We Are One. That was beautiful, Jim.
I like the guitar work. I don't think I've heard that before.
True. Hopefully he brings it in and we can have a live version of that in a moment or some of the other songs. But at the moment, we've got Shakala Yugel on the phone. Are you there, Shakala?
Yeah.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
This is Nick here, and Jim's the other follower. You'll hear his voice about
now. The other mum. Good morning, Shakala. Hope this is not too daunting for you, being on radio, going live out to hundreds of thousands
don't
of people.
Don't frighten her, Jim. Can't see anybody.
I'm only kidding. We don't know how many listeners are out there. They don't text us. They should be on 0405-921-921. But you're the guest, and you're the star at the moment. How are you?
Yeah, cool. Yeah, I'm not too bad.
Okay, Shakala, just before we go, just to let our audience know that Shakala Yugel, who's your mob and where you're from?
Yeah, so I'm a Noongar Yamaji girl from Perth. My family come from Collie, Pinjalee and Geraldton. So I'm related to like the Jeddas, the Kellys and the Wynn.
Oh, my mob. Your mob's
my really mob too. Hey, come on, don't go claim it. The last black line. Noongars claim Shakala. Yeah. So consider yourself privileged, consider yourself wanted, consider yourself owned because you're one of us.
Lovely. So what's happening, Shakala?
Yeah, so we've got our annual NAIDOC, Perth NAIDOC Carnival this Sunday, which is really exciting. It was supposed to be held in July during NAIDOC week, but unfortunately due to COVID we had to push it back a bit. The weather's good, so I'm keen for it. I love this kind of time of the year. So we've got about 110 teams participating, which is
wow.
more than last year, which is really good. Yeah, exciting, yeah.
Okay, so 110 teams, and I guess that ranges from so many different juniors to seniors?
Yeah, all the way up to masters.
Masters.
Yeah, playing, which is cool.
As well as mixed?
Yeah, mixed. Yeah, I've got a mixed team in, which is really exciting. It's so fun, yeah.
And, of course, the regions are being represented?
Yeah, so we've got some Albany teams, Bunbury, Katanning, Karratha even, Leonora, Narrogin and Tambola, which is, yeah, really cool.
Wow, so all that mob are coming together for another celebration of NAIDOC Week, playing netball.
Yeah,
lovely.
Really good, yeah.
So whereabouts is this venue? It looks like a big black cloud. Where is it?
We're hosting at the Gold Netball Centre, which, you know, the GNC in Jollymont, which is really cool. Some people
right.
kind of... Yeah, think of it as a state netball centre with lots of courts, so it's good, yeah.
Yeah, great venue, yeah. I've seen many young ladies playing over there, including my granddaughter. So, wow, so
yeah.
lots of photos and filming over there as well?
Yeah, lots. I've got another from the project tomorrow. They're coming in kind of interviewing me about the NAIDOC Carnival, which is a bit exciting, I guess. Yeah, a bit shame, but nice.
Nothing's
right.
more exciting about being interviewed by Mudich Marmon, though.
Mudich Mag there, Jim.
Mudich Mag, Mudich. Yeah, because, you know, we're on Noongar Radio as well, so you're getting a big audience. So they're
yeah,
all going to be
cool.
listening in. So they're going to be talking to you about putting a team in, or is it too late?
For tomorrow, what they're talking about?
For Sunday's event, I guess all the teams have been nominated and the fixtures are all been set, so there's no late nominations?
Yeah, no late nominations. We hopefully put the fixtures out today. I want my fixtures as well, so I know what times I'm playing.
Oh, that's good. That's good, because... Yeah. Yeah, that goes back a long history, that NAIDOC Netball Carnival. I was involved with that and probably since 2005. And,
oh, cool.
And that was where we laid down the foundations of Hurley nominations.
Oh,
so that people nominated their teams before the event so that we can do the fixturings and make it run smoother and be on time. And so it's progressed from there to where it is today with 100-plus teams and male and female supplying.
Yeah.
It's magic.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's really good.
Hmm.
So 120 teams. So yeah, it's a mix. Some mixed games as well. So that sounds really exciting. Is that would that be the first time you've had male and female mixed teams? No, Nick's shaking his head here.
I don't know.
So it's
not sure. I'm saying, Jim.
Oh, it's not new then. So that's great to mm-hmm. have a you know a mixed audience. But you'll get a mixed audience anyway. Families coming down and support their daughters and granddaughters, their older grandmothers and all. If it's masters.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I guess when over the years there, Jim, the NAIDOC Netball Carnival is probably one of the biggest participated events as well as spectators and that. So we had probably a couple of thousands at these events. So unfortunately, Sunday, I'm not going to be there to see this event, but I'm expecting a couple of thousand to be there to enjoy and watch our young fellows and our male and females play, but also... connecting back together on a more of a positive note of a celebrating NAIDOC Week in November.
Shakata, I hope it goes well. From memory of the place, Shakata, sorry to cut across you there. Is there good parking there? Because from memory, there's not good parking, eh?
Yeah, we actually had a talk yesterday about the parking. Just trying to tell people to get in early, just because we do have, I think it's a baseball across the road. They're kind of opening ceremony kind of thing of their competition, and yeah, just a bit scared for balls flying on people's windscreens and stuff like that, so I just let everyone know to find a good park. Scared for that.
Yeah, Shakala, tell us again, where exactly is it? So it's the State Netball Centre, so that's on the corner of Selby, I think.
Yeah, 200 Selby Street, Jollymont, the Gold Netball Centre.
And on the corner of Salvado, I think.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure,
Jeez, Jim, you know your way around.
So, folks, if you're wanting to see some good community entertainment, athleticism, head on down to the corner of Salvado and Selby Streets there in Jollymont. It's referred to as the State Netball Centre. Kicking off at what time?
So the gates will open at 8 o'clock and games start at 9:15.
right. Sorry, excuse me. 9:15 and
wow, nearly
get out. Get out early. Yeah, I know. My granddaughter rang up last night saying, "Pop, can I come down with you? Because I know you go early." But sorry, Pop, I'm not going this year. I've got to go to work. But anyway, she'll get down there early. But thank you, Shakayla. And you know, from Munichu Mag, we hope that we know that the carnival will be run well and participated well, and we just invite our community down to enjoy and have a look at so much talent happening out there, and we've got to sort of somehow come together to try and drive that talent to the top, or to, as you know, as best outcomes that they can play at what levels they want to play at.
Appreciate your time, Shakayla. Thank you so much for being on the program today.
And keep up the good
Thanks
work. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good. Shakayla Ugal there talking about the NAIDOC Carnival this Sunday. Corner of Salvado Road and Selby Streets in Jolimont. Kicking off 9-ish, so you better get down there early. Just a reminder to those listeners out there on RTR FM and Noongar Radio, parking's a bit of an issue, so you really need to get down there early. Otherwise, you might have to park a couple of blocks away from memory. So, and there's a bit of competition with baseball or softball in the area too. So, congratulations, Shakayla, and good luck with NAIDOC Netball this year. This is RTR FM, Nick and Jim.
Yes, shall we go to a song, Jim?
Oh, no, we don't want music, do we?
Oh, no, I don't know.
I mean, you talked about your history with NAIDOC Netball. You've not only been an organiser, but, you know, you've been a crowd controller as well in some of the previous activities down there.
Well, it all goes with the job there, Jim, and that's about, you know, getting our mob to come together and enjoying the activity of what we want to come there for. And, you know, before that, there's been a lot of community people, some of them that are not with us anymore, that have been driving the carnival back
driving
in the, from the community days. And then recently, well, over the last 20-odd years with the Department of Sport and Recreation and the Indigenous Sports Unit through the likes of myself and Julie Jackson and Trevor Stack, that been driving that. But since then, the involvement of that, and our state Netball WA has taken on that role, and they have people like Shakayla in there that are employed in that process of running these events for our mob.
So, sorry, it's the State Netball Association is involved?
Netball WA, yes.
Well, that's good, because that hasn't been something that's been... hasn't been normal, really, over the years. It's been a community affair, and the authorities haven't been...
Yeah, it has been a community affair up until probably about 2015.
Oh, that's good.
Sorry, 15, my numbers are wrong, 2005. But then from there, I guess Netball WA are looking at pathways, and a lot of our community people that are still involved in the Netball Carnival today and over the years have been driving a lot of youth and team developments out in the communities. You know, they all come to this event at the NAIDOC Netball Carnival to show the wares of the young talent that's coming through. So yes, there's a lot of community people out there that have been driving this, and we have to have a cheerio out to them, the ladies.
That's
the
for
men.
Sure. And the State Theatre Centre.
Theatre or netball, Jim?
Centre.
Okay, the State Netball
Centre. Yeah. Is it always been held there?
No, it was originally held out at
Langford. Okay, gotcha.
At Langford out there for many years, but then the crowds increased and the teams increased, and then I guess Netball WAC see an avenue there how they can connect in with our community. So from there it sort of migrated slowly towards the State Netball Centre because of the volume in numbers and the capacity
That's to great.
Run out there at the higher level.
That's great. Looks like our next guest is waiting. So congratulations again, Shakayla, and good luck to all those people from NAIDOC involved, and good luck to all our netballers who will be congregating on Sunday down at the State Netball Centre on the corner of Salvado Road and Selby Streets in Jolimont. Mr. Fred Penny, the Kenny Rogers lookalike, but he's better looking than Kenny Rogers, I must say, Nick.
Yes, yeah, Jim, I just want to go back to the song we just played, Tok Pan Lock and Reflections. But also there was a SMS on our system here just a moment ago because we played one of Fred's songs earlier, We Are One, and the person that wrote that SMS was, just loved Fred's song. And we've got him here live now. Wow.
How about that, Fred? We don't get SMSs about good music. It's always about the extraordinary talent that's the broadcasters here, Jim, all of them, Nick, not me, you know, how intelligent we sound to our listeners, and they make comments on that. But today we've got a more intelligent person, Fred Benny. Good morning, Fred. How you going?
Am I intelligent? More intelligent than you?
Well,
yes.
Yes.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, well, you could agree.
Well, you look the part there, Fred.
Well,
you
look the part. As long as you look at that's the
that's
main
it,
thing.
See? And in radio land, they won't know your looks any other than us, but you can sound it as well. And when you play that music, they'll hear your intelligence.
Well, I have got a face for radio.
But more importantly, I made this comment that you're a Kenny Rogers lookalike. So perhaps I should paint a little bit more of a picture what Kenny Rogers looked like. Well, he had white hair. He had a white beard. Mm. And a white moustache. So that's a bit what Fred looks like, but he's not white.
But I thought I looked a little more like Kenny Owen.
So welcome, Fred. You come to the show, Mudich Mag, to talk about the Wandering Mission reunion, and you bought your guitar.
Yeah, it just happened to be in my pocket as I walked up the stairs, and Wandering Mission. You already spoke a bit about Wandering today.
Oh, well, look, we just gave some apologies this morning, but before we go any further.
Fred Penny, who's your mob? Where are you from? Just let the audience know, because some of them might not know you, and other fellas might not remember you, but other mob will know you.
Well, I'm from, I was born in Narrogin, and, at the age of 3, I was taken to, along with my one brother and two sisters, were taken to Wandering Mission. And I was there for 12 years, and so that obviously had a big impact on my life and my health. But you have to get over it. You've got to deal with things and to move on. So, and my mob are the Pennies, Woodses, Ugles, and Hearts.
Some of them are my lawyers there too.
And you miss a family, I think, too.
But that's good. But all your means in-laws through the Woodses and the like. So
that's right, yes.
You missed the Thorns, eh?
I missed the Thorns.
Wow. You're going to get slapped when you get home.
I know.
Well, never mind.
Sorry.
They know.
Sorry, you Bunbury mob.
Okay, Fred, it's good to have the program because, listeners on Noongar Radio will be listening with bated breath because the Wandering Reunion hasn't happened for a couple of years for all sorts of different reasons, but mainly because of the COVID-19 and the hesitancy around having events and some of the paranoia about some of our people not wanting to travel. And I guess that's still the case because we've had a few older people say, no, I'm not travelling. So as I say, a big shout out to Irene McNamara, Francis Warnblum, Jones, Brenda Greenfields, Nee Woods. So there are a few people. Sadly, Owen Gillespie rang. He's got sorry business in Boddington next week, so he's unable to be there. So we'll be honouring those people that can't be there this weekend because both Nick and I are coming down to support the leadership group, which is you and Clive, just two on the leadership group this time. You've had a bigger leadership group previous years. So, Fred, it's good to have you on the program. It's really such a privilege for you to be here, for us to have you here, I should say, not a privilege for you to be here. It's a privilege for us.
You know what he means, Ian.
The privilege is all yours.
So tell us more about Wandering, but would you like to go to a song first? I mean, you've got your guitar and anxiously waiting, and then we'll talk some more. We've got plenty of time.
Well,
how's your voice? It's a waterbed.
It's not too bad.
Yeah?
Doesn't sound like Kenny.
No, it doesn't sound like Kenny Rogers at all.
What I'll try and remember my song that I wrote. I haven't done it for a long time, but, we'll see how we go. But the point will be there. The point will be there.
Good on you.
It's called Wandering Back to Wandering, just in case you were
wondering.
Wandering back to wandering.
was in our minds, it's always been. We've travelled far and we've travelled wide, but it's always been inside. So many thoughts go through our heads, some good, some bad, and some unsaid. We thank them that it weren't all bad, and for that we can be glad. Wandering back to wandering, 'cause in our minds it's always been. We travel far and we travel wide, but it's always been inside. The Lord knows we had good times, the little kids, the happy smiles. We thank Him that it weren't all bad, and for that we can be glad. Wandering back to wandering,
is there another verse?
Well, I cut it short.
Ah, you cut it short. Hey, Fred, thanks for playing that. We don't have too many guests come in and sing with their own guitar, and normally we're just playing instruments. There's been, just
only a handful.
That's a handful. Mm-hmm. So it's been a real pleasure hearing you. And talk some more about Wandering. Wandering is a lot of bad memories for a lot of people, but the way you've expressed that song, there's a bit of good and bad, and you have some good memories about it as well as bad, yeah?
Well, I have something good to report, that I've last night, last evening, I made contact with two old fellas, who were in the mission, and they live in Victoria.
Wow.
They were lay people. They call them lay people. I mean, you had the brothers, the fathers, the nuns, and the lay people didn't have those roles. They were just like workers, you know, youth mm-hmm. workers. Mm. And there were two people that came there separately, and after a few years, well, they got to know each other and they got married. Peter and Beryl Tunsey. And I was talking to them last night. I rang a bit late because I just found their number. And I said, look, I'll call you now, but because I found your number, I wanted to make contact, but I'm going to call you in the morning. And they said, no, talk now. So I spent an hour on the phone with Peter and Beryl, and they're in their 80s now. And man, they were just so pleased to hear from me, and they said they've had a lot to do with kids. They said, but the Wandering Mission kids were the best kids they've ever worked with.
Wow! Mm. I wonder if they would like to talk to the mob on Saturday.
Well, I didn't know how to do that, but I'm sure somebody like you would have that technology to be able. Because I did say to them, I'd get a couple of the for kids to talk with them on my phone, but if we can kind of broadcast it, somehow. Yeah.
No,
we've had the whole group in here.
Yeah, no, we've had it in mind before. We,
love it.
Well, since we last were on radio, the installation at Wellington Square has occurred, the Stolen Generations Memorial, and so last Sorry Day in May, Sandra Hill couldn't be there, and we wanted to get her on the phone. And Fred, what we would have done is Bluetooth to a loudspeaker.
Okay.
But Sandra didn't show. Or she didn't ring.
She didn't.
She got double booked. So there is technology.
This opportunity, yeah.
So it might be that we get them on the loudspeaker to
they
talk.
They would love it.
Would the people that are coming to the reunion on Saturday, they'd obviously know who they were and would have good memories?
They were two of the good guys.
They were good guys. Now, definitely. You say good guys with a little tongue in cheek. What about the bad guys? We don't really want them there, do we?
We don't want the bad guys there, no. And I don't think the bad guys would turn up anyway. They're quite, I don't think they're able to these days. They're quite old.
That's probably a good thing, Fred. We don't want trauma triggers. We want the mission reunion to be a happy time, eh, for people to share memories, photos, and hopefully people will bring photos. I'm talking like I know what's going on.
No, that's you're presuming that, and that's fine. You know these things work.
Oh, we do. Fred, we're going to have a scanning machine there. So we're encouraging people to bring photos. And what we'll do is scan them and put them straight onto the wall, you know, in the PowerPoint presentation. So
that's good, because some people might have photos on their phones.
And look, they might have photos that they want to part up with, because they're good memories, eh? Mm. And who, you know, if they can trust us to scan them. And I've even said to people over the last 24 hours, if you've got some photos, if you can't come, I'll come by and grab them. And we'll scan them for you and maybe Photoshop them and improve the quality, but have a continual display on the wall of happy memories.
And it's right, isn't it? Memories are important, especially happy memories.
Yeah. And I think that's what happens when our mob get together, eh? With a lot of yarning and they do remember the good things. Sure, there might be some tears, eh? Because of the bad things. We know, let's not beat around the bush. We know there's been some bad things, but we don't want to concentrate on that, do we?
No, we really don't, because I don't think it's that kind of venue that we're putting on this weekend. I think it is for people to gather, to enjoy each other's company, some music, and definitely food.
Lots of food.
Lots of food.
Having said that, though, Daryl Henry's coming.
Well, he's one of the good guys, isn't he?
One of the good guys, but he's an amazing counsellor, eh?
Daryl, yes, as far as I remember.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
But, Fred, you've got a counselling background too, so. But let's not take it away from your music, because that's important for you, and that's part of your healing, eh, your music, and writing about your experience.
Yes, and that's what I'm always encouraging people to take up music, to take up writing, because it's a release from whatever's causing you to have pain in your life and within yourself. It is a release, and then, I mean, you could just write it down, and that's great. But if you could put it into a song, too, that's even better.
Yeah, try to encourage your co-host, your co-organiser, Clive Morrison, but he said he was too nervous. I would have called it another word, but he's too nervous, didn't want to come in. But we can't have two guitars in the studio, so I'm glad we've only got one. So Clive missed an opportunity to be singing a song to thousands of people, so he missed an opportunity, and he won't get the opportunity again. We only make the offer once.
Well, Clive, people know Clive as a music man, don't they?
Yeah, and as a drunk. But he's the good side. The good side is now he's been dry for a couple of years. He's very forthright in saying that.
Yeah.
You know, I've been dry for 2 years just recently. So Clive won't mind me saying that, because he's my bro, you know.
That's right.
So he won't mind me saying that, because he's so empowered now. And where does that come from? Probably knowing people like yourself, Fred.
Clive is, I've known Clive all his life. I mean, he's related to you, but I might have known him more.
Especially
in our early days. He's always had a special character. He's always been, he loves
life.
He loves life, he loves showing off.
Yeah, he's show off, he's just a show off.
And that's a good thing, you know. As long as he's got a guitar in his hand and an audience, especially of the female kind, he loves it. He loves it.
Yes, if you've been down Fremantle in the last couple of years, you might have seen him down there, because he does a bit of busking, eh?
I do see him quite often down there.
Actually, he probably doesn't busk anymore because he's sober. Again, he wouldn't mind me saying this, but he's my bro. Now, listen, tell us some more before you give us another song. So... What? You don't want to learn another song? I reckon you should.
No, I
maybe
will.
When you, maybe one you remember the words on.
If you give me that green book over there.
Yeah. So we've got a bit of food down there. There's going to be heaps of food because that's what keeps people occupied and keep people entertained. Food. There's nothing like good food. And we're going to have some kangaroo stew. Got some dampers being made as well.
Yes, I've got a couple of brothers down there who are going out and catching the kangaroo, traditional style, you know, with a rifle.
Not with a spear, yep, go on.
Mm-mm. Yep. And, and I've got a couple of Wadjila fellas helping as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Good.
A couple of Wadjila fellas helping, and they just wanted to be a part of it as well, you know, to make this happen.
There's a message there, Nick. Can you read that out? But
sorry.
Yeah, the food, yarning, a bit of music, photographs is what's going to happen on the day. I'm not sure whether there's going to be any creativity. Sorry, there will be a large canvas for people to put their thoughts on. The last Williams reunion, the last Wandering Mission reunion at Williams, let's not confuse people. It's not at Williams this year. Saturday, Narrigin. And we'll have a large canvas there for people to express their thoughts and best wishes. So that'll be the creative side, but it's more about yarning and, you know, catching up with your family. What mission mobs say is their family.
Because a lot of people have moved past on, you know.
Yes, yes, and we'll remember those.
Yeah,
so what's the message there, Nick?
It says, well, Clive gets my total respect. I've been dry for 536 days. Great show, thank you. And that's from Elizabeth.
Good on you, Elizabeth.
It's part of the trauma that our mob deal with sometimes with alcohol and how it suppresses the pain that they have. And, of course, you know, Clive's my bro as well from the Abraham side.
We're claiming,
See?
Yeah.
So
we're just claiming. Now, Clive has got some good news too. He's got a job.
Beautiful.
Yes, that's been really good. So he might even get his license back now. That's been a struggle for him, a challenge.
That's
so
right.
The challenge is getting a job. The biggest challenge is staying dry, Fred.
Yes.
The biggest challenge for him is being sober. And again,
target me when he said staying
being
dry.
Sober, singing songs, he's a bit like you. He writes his own song.
Yeah.
I think like you, he should get a chance to, to broadcast and get the songs on
record some recorded. Of the stuff.
So hopefully this will be a challenge.
And I'll support him if he wants to do that. But I've been dry for I don't know how many days, but in years, 31 years. So that's
a big shout out to our special guest here, Fred Penny. Now, our special guest, Fred Penny's he's on the leadership group for the Wandering Mission and with others. We might have to revive that leadership group over the weekend. But Fred, who's a muso, as you've heard, he's a well-respected man in the Noongar community and for all the right reasons, he's done all the right things. And today, our special guest, really pleasure to have you here, Fred. Thank you. And how about another song before we let you go? Not that we want to let you go, but...
I'll do a song that's a Merle Haggard song, and I've never really been right into country, but I'm starting to really appreciate it now. Is it because I'm getting older?
So why Merle Haggard?
I just like the song. It's about being inside a prison.
Oh.
But it's a special prison. Not a special prison, but a certain prison.
Done a Noongar way.
No, you'll hear it when it's got a little twist there, because when people think of prisons, they think of,
four walls.
Yeah, well, and, you know, people get in trouble in society. But you'll know this one, Nick.
Listening to it.
Is it a five-minute song?
No.
Maybe less.
Maybe less. Okay, because we've got a chance to come back and say goodbye.
I can drop a couple of verses if you like.
You go for it, Fred.
There's not much a man can do inside a prison. Just taking memory trips and fight the pain. And a word from home can mean so much to
to a prisoner. It's been years now since that last letter came. Not a day goes by that I don't think of Mama. My nights are filled with thoughts of sweet Marie. And old friends I ran around with keep on running through my mind, but I just wonder if they ever. I wonder if they know that I'm still living and still proud to be a part of Uncle Sam. I wonder if they think I died of hunger. Here comes in this rotten prison camp in Vietnam. Not a day goes by that I don't think of Mama. And my nights are filled with thoughts of sweet Marie. And I remember Daddy saying, you'll come back a better man. And I just wonder if they ever think of me. Oh, I just wonder if they ever think of me.
Wow, Fred Penny, great expense to the management here. Fred, it's good to have you here. What a way to come back to a show after a 4 or 5 week break. Nick, with the pleasure of Fred Penny's company, singing a couple of songs.
I'm just lost for words there. I wonder if they'll ever think of me. Beautiful song there, Fred, and I guess that goes with the journey of not only the artists that wrote this song, but a lot of our people that have been through all these institutions that have had negative impacts on our people, and always coming and looking to go home to find family and loved ones.
Yeah, well, can I just quickly say that for 12 years I was in the mission, I wondered if they ever thought of me, and I was, without getting too heavy, I was in there for 12 years in body, but my mind wasn't there.
Yeah,
my mind was outside.
Interesting that, but you would have been in there for 12 years of your prime time of your development as a child, and whatever negative things come out of that impact on you going into the future. And having known you for a long, long time, I've seen the journey that you've been on and where you are now. But it's been a very struggle for you, and as you mentioned, 30 odd years of being dry. It's a credit to yourself and your resilience. And that song of Will They Ever Remember You? We certainly do.
Well, thanks, Fred, brother. We're not going to forget brother. You. Thank we're you. Not going to forget you. Thank you for coming in to sharing the organisation of the Wandering Mission reunion. And that's happening Saturday. So for listeners here on RTR and Noongar Radio, if you'd like to know more, there are two numbers you can ring. And I don't have Clive's number. Yes, I do. So, Fred, are you happy to share your number with listeners out there?
Yes, my number's 0456 843613. 0456 843613.
So you've been talking, you've been listening to Fred Penny, our guest here on RTRFM Moorish Mag, after having a break, both Nick and Jim here. But Clive Morrison is also on the organising committee. Yeah, my bro, my cousin. 0405 448 0405. That's Clive on 0405. Let me say that again. 0405-448-245. So Clive and Fred are a few months now just planning on what the event might be, where and when, and what sort of activities. So it's going to be fairly happy-go-lucky, informal. Yeah. You might get a chance to look at the virtual reality that's taken place of some of the visual of what Wandering Mission looks like, and even a finished product of the Magumba virtual reality. Another message?
Another message, Jim. This is my first time tuning into the show. Thank you for the laughs, and I love the music. You guys make me miss home and family. And that's from Jay of Mount Lawley.
Wow. So
bringing them in there, Fred.
Fred, this has never happened before that people have come in live. Only during Radiothon, we got a really good response from our listeners out there. But no, good to have you on the show. It must be coming close to news time. So,
Can I just say quickly that there will be a few surprises on the day.
Excellent. That's what we want. Yeah. Thanks, Fred. Real pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you, my pleasure.
RTRFM, Nick and Jim saying goodbye.
Yep, goodbye, listeners. Hopefully we'll see you again next week.